In the small town of McAlester in southeastern Oklahoma, the military's primary ammunition plant has been ramping up production. The plant produces everything from 9mm bullets for sidearms to 5,000-pound bunker busters that can take off a piece of a mountainside. The assembly lines have been off-limits to the media for more than 60 years, but this week, NPR's Wade Goodwin was allowed inside and has this report.
As you approach the front gate of the McAlester Army Ammunition Plant, you can tell by the long rat's maze of tall concrete barriers that the U.S. military values very much what lies inside. And what lies inside is one of the last great bastions of the Army and Navy circa World War II. 45,000 acres, 70 square miles of production, and astonishing storage. To realize how vast this nation's arsenal truly is, you have to see it to believe it. At the top of a ridge, you suddenly come to a stop, and below stretches a beautiful green valley a mile long. Sprinkled down its length, like little communities, are large peach igloos in groups of three. It is a scene from a science fiction novel, but these huge geodesic domes are not cities from the future, but giant underground bomb bunkers.
As far as the eye can see, you have these little triple-mounded, sort of like anthills amidst the entire valley here.
Retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hughes opens the large metal blast doors to one of the bomb bunkers. The bunker is filled with racks of 2,000-pound bombs stacked to the ceiling, stretching into a concrete darkness that finally disappears from view. These were manufactured during the Vietnam era, and in the cool darkness of the Oklahoma earth, they are every bit as deadly as the day they came off the line.
They're designed as an igloo in case of an explosion. The ceiling would fall down on top of the munitions. The door, being the weakest point, would blast open. And about 12 feet in front of that is another huge, thick concrete wall we call a blast wall. The blast would hit that wall and then shoot up into the air. And then that would prevent any contamination, mutual explosion from bunkers next to it.
To see this facility in action is to be reminded that the U.S. government knows how to organize large-scale operations. 100 tractor-trailer trucks are loaded each day. Yes, that 18-wheeler next to you on the interstate could be loaded with 500-pounders headed for the Middle East. In large open runways of asphalt surrounded by tall lightning rods, electric forklifts powered by special batteries load large metal shipping containers with bombs. The containers are then packed tight with lumber. Huge loaders, called stackers, with tires taller than a man, pick up the shipping containers and load them onto flatbed cars to go by rail. Everywhere you turn, there is heavy machinery on the move. The face of America about to go to war can be found here. But while this is an Army facility, it's really a civilian operation. Out of the 1,200 people who work here, only four are military, all of them officers in charge of running the place. The heart and soul of America's only bomb-making plant are the citizens of McAlester, Oklahoma.
I record the empty bomb weight, the first weight of the bomb before it's tarred, before it goes in the sander.
Marita Russell is in her 50s, and she knows war is coming.
I just wish we wouldn't, but, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, they started it. They attack us first in a kind of cowardly way, you might say. So I just feel like that we have to do something. We just can't sit around and let them destroy us, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad to be helping out.
A large conveyor belt snakes around the plant overhead, the bomb casings hanging down with the business end pointed at the floor. The casings are being lined with tar so that there can be no spark generated from inside. Luke Tucker has only been working here 3 months, and as war looms on the horizon, he has mixed feelings.
Started out to be just a good job, and now it kind of plays on your feelings there a lot. You don't know what you're making is going to hurt somebody, you know. Rather not go to war, but we have to. But boy, it sure makes me feel funny making these. Whatever the president wants, he's a man.
But the majority of workers here are veterans, like LaDon Burleson, a supervisor who's been here 28 years. This is not her first war, and she is not fazed.
I don't feel any different toward it, but I just feel like that we've got to make sure we do a really, really good job.
During the last 4 months, the plant has produced as many bombs as in the entire previous year. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, McAlester, Oklahoma.